It has never been organized in the way that I'm putting it together. And my boss told me last night, and then he told me the day before and the week before, that people often know that stuff, but their thoughts are disorganized in their heads. And this is why we're going to go with this 12-week healing school. I might finish before that. But this is why we're going to go throughout this next 12 weeks with the healing school, so that you can have an organized way of thinking about how many different ways God has chosen to heal us. So as the foundation, it's imperative for you and I to know that the foundation of healing is or comes through the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. People may have called upon other names, but there isn't known anywhere in the world that somebody who was actually sick and someone called upon somebody's name and that person was made healed. There isn't. I have another scripture that I didn't bring today because it would take all of the time that I have this morning, and I don't want to do this today. I want to lay the foundation so that you can understand the power in the name. In the book of Acts, chapter 3, we learn that the name of Jesus has the power to heal people that are sick from birth. Read it with me. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk."
Now, you may say, "Yeah, we know that." Then act upon it. Well, let's go a little bit back. Brother Harry, can you go back to chapter 1, verse 1 rather? We're going to just go through quick. 3, 1, and then we go until you come to 3. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. That's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Those boys had service. Every 3 hours they had service. We got 3 or 4 service a week, people are complaining, yeah? 3 o'clock afternoon service. Peter goes up to the temple with John. Verse 2. A certain man, lame from, get this, his mother's womb, was carried, who they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. Isn't that an irony? Here's a man that was lame from the mother's womb. He didn't become lame after he was born. It is coming from birth, before he even entered this world. He was already lame. Isn't that something? And then he goes on to say that he was placed at the gate called Beautiful. There's a beautiful gate with a lame man begging at it. Are you following me so far? The beauty of God's things is that what may be called beauty by man can be messed up with an ugly picture from mother's womb. And yet, the power in the name of Jesus is able to make the lame from womb, the ugly, to become beautiful. I don't believe that this man was placed on the gate called Beautiful for mistake, by coincidence. This was a coincidence. He's placed in that place called Beautiful, and in the gate called Beautiful, he's there asking for alms. Hey, give me something, please, will you? Look at me. Verse 3, it says, who, when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked for some alms. Stretches and, hey, got something for me? Any change? He was inbound for something he never thought about. He was inbound to a surprise. Verse 4 tells us, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. Now, this is called boldness. Now, Peter said, hey, look at me. When I hear this, I imagine that man is sitting down and he saw Peter and John come. Oh, here comes the big revolutionary. So he goes, the hands are up, the head is down. Why do you say head is down? If he didn't have his head down, why would Peter say, look at us? Right? So mostly like, in his misery, that man had his head down because he knew he was a cripple from birth. For 40 years, he has been dropped at that gate to be begging. And here come the revolutionary guys, the Jesus guys. Please, some change. Peter said, hey, look at us. He raised his head, and verse 5 says, so he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. I want you to keep this scripture in your head. He gave them his attention because he was expecting to receive something from them. May I suggest to you that the world out there that is crippled should look at you and I and expect to receive something. Unfortunately, some of them is going to be expecting money. But we've got something better than money. Verse 6, he says, then Peter said, silver that you're looking for and gold, I don't have it. But I do have something else. I do have something else. What I do have, I give it to you. And I'm wondering here with myself, this guy, his mind must be racing. What in the world is he talking about? What could he have thought that Peter was about to give him? Peter already said, hey, forget about money. If I give money today, I have to give you money tomorrow. I've got something better. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The healing of that man did not take place because Peter and John were revolutionaries. The healing was in the name. Amen. Are you with me here?
Amen.
This very name of Jesus, in whatever language under the earth, under the sun, all over the earth, this very name, whatever country you go, if you call upon that name is still heal today.
Amen.
I was just thinking about this while I was going over my notes. My sister-in-law, who is 71, going to be 72 tomorrow, had pneumonia. Coughing like you fill the blank. My wife decided to call her. And they were talking, and my wife said, hey, let me pray for you. They had a trip to Europe in Israel, and she had to excuse herself because she couldn't fly with pneumonia. Without being able to sleep during the night. Fever, coughing, and the whole garbage. And my wife said, let me pray for you. And my wife prayed. And then they hung up. A few days later, my wife called to find out how she was doing. She said, sis, I'm healed. I went to the doctor and they checked my lungs. They can't find no pneumonia on me anymore. It is the name. She was not even here. She is 8,000 miles away. But the name was used and the name healed her from pneumonia. Are you following this? So the foundation of healing is in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The name of Jesus has the power to heal. Listen to verse 7. Some people know this, but they will need a push. And this is when you and I have to get into action. Peter said, I don't have money, I don't have silver or gold, but what I have I give you. What do you have? The name of Jesus. I got the name of Jesus with me. So in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. He didn't. And he, Peter, took him, the lame man, by the right hand and yanked him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. I want you to listen to this carefully. Each one of you under the sound of my voice have made a profession of faith believing in Jesus Christ. Is that correct?
Yes.
So you have Christ in you, right?
Amen.
If you have Christ in you, you can do exactly the same thing.
Praise God. Amen.
The healing is not in you. The healing is in the name of Jesus. And if Jesus is within you, sometimes all you have to do is grab the person by the hand and get up. In Jesus' name and walk.
Jesus' name. Yes.
And let the name of Jesus strengthen immediately the bones and ankle of those who need the healing. Are we together?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
The very same name that has the power to strengthen ankle and bones and whatnot has also the power to overpower demons causing trouble in the life of people. Are you with me?
Yes.
I don't want to go through this now. We're going to see it down the road. But in many instances on the scripture, a spirit of sickness had to be cast out from someone. We saw Matthew 18, starting on verse 17 through 29, that there was a boy that was epileptic. And when the demon took him, threw him in the water and on the fire. But the worst thing that the demon did is that the demon hindered that boy from hearing and from talking. He was deaf and dumb. And Jesus cast out the spirit, and the boy was set free. Which tells us that in some cases, some infirmities are caused by demons. You are with me so far, right? Well, the very name of Jesus has the power to overpower demons that might be causing diseases on people.
Amen.
Let's read together Acts 16, 18. What's the story behind this? If we were to go back three verses, we're going to find out that Paul is somewhere in Asia. And he got to that town. And he goes to the riverside where the people used to pray. There was in that city a young lady that had a demon of divination. So when the demons see Paul coming to town, they go in fear mode. So they try a stupid tactic. What? Yeah. They knew who Paul was. And they tried to appeal for Paul's pride and flesh. This demon-possessed girl would go after Paul, whatever he would go, and she would be crying, "Hey, these men are servants of the living God. Listen to them." See how such a scam bag the devil is. Can you go back one verse, Brother Harry? Look at this. Now it happened. You can go back. Now it happened. As we went to prayer, always in the time of prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us. This scumbag is a demon who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. The idiots who don't want to spend time going to God, they go to fortune tellers, not knowing that a demon is talking to them. Are you with me so far? The sad part, we have church people today going to fortune tellers, reading the horoscope and all that garbage. Well, let me see what the stars are saying today. They are saying the same thing every day. They are proclaiming the glory of God. and declaring the works of his hands. That's what they do. Nothing else. Anything else you hear from the star is a lie. And there's usually a punk like this one here. Verse 17, the demons got in panic mode and they go on. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation." Isn't this a scumbag, a sleaze bag? You know? You punk, you are a demon, shut up! But he didn't want to lose his place. Verse 18, I love this name. And this she did for many days. But Paul greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I command you, come out of her." And he came out that very hour. The name carries power to overpower demons. Now, a dollar store prophet or a dollar store preacher, you see, you have a testimony here. You with me, right? But Paul didn't need that garbage. Get out of her. Now. And wham, the demon left. The foundation for healing and deliverance is in the name of Jesus, not on the gifts of the preacher. Are you with me so far? So if you have received Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, you've got the power to pray for anybody, and that person can be healed at any time. This very name of Jesus not only does miracles according to Acts chapter 4, verse 30, it also does healings and wonders. Acts 4:30, read it with me. By stretching out your hand to
heal,
and the very name of Jesus that Peter used to heal that man, the very name of Jesus that Paul used to cast out that demon that was annoying him, is the name that the folks in the New Testament used. But it doesn't say that. It does. Go back in chapter 4, start on verse 25, and you will see it. I just want to save time here because I have to accomplish a few things today. After Peter got out of jail, the angel came. Peter is snoring. So the angel, "Get up." He got up. The Bible says he thought he was sleeping. He thought it was a dream. He was sleeping. And once he got up, the doors of the jail opened up. He came out. The door closed back again. And they go through the hallway. The gate that leads to the outside also opened up. He got out also, and then it closed back and was locked up. The lock, everything is in place. Then the angel took him to the outskirts of the city. "Go!" He left. And then said, "Wait a minute. I wasn't sleeping. Now I know that the Lord delivered me from the hand of these guys." Duh. So he goes to the place where everybody's praying, and when he comes to the house, he's knocking at the gate because they are in fear mode. The gate is locked. He cannot open the gate from the outside. So he's knocking at the gate, and everybody's talking about what happened. So Rhoda, who was the servant girl, goes outside, and she looks, "Open the gate!" Oh my God. She ran inside. Peter is knocking out at the gate. "Are you crazy? It's his angel." "No, it is him." "Then, dummy, go out and open the gate." So finally they go out, open the gate, and Peter came in and they were astounded. And Peter gave them the testimony of what the angel had just done. And they lift up their voices and prayed and said, "Lord, continue to work. by stretching out your hand to heal. Foundation of healing is done by the hands of God. Amen. Healing is done by the power invested on the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Can you go outside and see what that guy wants? He's driving around the parking lot. It's the power invested on the name of Jesus. It's the power of God's hand that will heal. Which means sick people has the ability to be healed, not only by the hands of God, but by the power invested on the name of Jesus. It is the power in the name of Jesus that also has the ability to do signs and wonders. And a little bit further down the road, I'm going to talk a little bit about signs and wonders, the difference between the three of them. Are we still together? All this is a continue to do this, that all this may be done through the name of you, holy servant Jesus. The foundation for healing, signs and wonders is the holy name of Jesus. You may be thinking perhaps, well, preacher, I have never been ordained a minister. That's the garbage that you Americans have. It doesn't say here that anybody was anointed to be a minister to do this. Does it say that? No. But for some reason, we are so sick about this title garbage. And then we give them the title and they don't do anything. And this is one of the reasons why I hesitate about anointing people in church and giving them a title, because once you do, it goes down. Are you with me so far? Let me show you this. Any one of you under the sound of my voice has the power and the ability to do this. If you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you can do this. In the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 4, it makes clear that anyone can do this. Not because they have a title. Read it with me. You are of God, little children, and stop. What will cause healing to take place is not your ordination, but your knowledge that you belong to God. What will cause the anointing of healing to stop upon you, to rest upon you, is not only knowing that you are a child of God, but the assurance that you have overcome them. We shouldn't be afraid of sickness and or diseases. Rather, we should reassure ourselves and rejoice in the fact that no matter how ugly that piece of garbage called demon is, no matter how bad the diagnosis is, no matter how difficult the situation is, we have overcome them. End of story. And then he goes on to say, because he who is in you is greater than any disease, is greater than any demon, is greater than any cancer, is greater than anything you could have been told you have. That's the foundation, the name of Jesus. The assurance, the knowledge that we are children of God, the assurance that we have overcome them, because the one within us is greater than the one out there. And this is why we can tell people, I don't have silver or gold, but I've got something. I've got Jesus. Amen. So in the name of Jesus, get up and walk, and the miracle will take place. Amen. You may say, well, preacher, I hear what you're saying, but you know, there's no buts, you know. There's no buts and whats. It's the word of God. We either believe it or we don't. Are you with me here? We either believe it or we don't. Plain and simple. But if you still have doubt, some people may be thinking, well, preacher, you know, those demons, they are too strong for me.
What?
What is wrong with you? Didn't you just hear that greater is the one that is in you and me than the ones that are in the world? What is the matter with you? There's no sickness that you can't pray for and God won't heal. Are we together? But just in case you still have the doubt, let's go to Leviticus 26:8, and my time is up. Leviticus 26:8. Read it with me. Five of you, and 100 of you, so Freddy Cat, if you are afraid of praying for somebody, take four more people with you. And then the five of you will put 100 demons to run away. Are we together so far? The foundation of healing is the power invested in the name of Jesus. The foundation of healing is the knowledge that we are children of God. The foundation of healing is the assurance that we have overcome them, and the confidence that the one in us is greater than the one in the world. And as a result of this, because He is in us, and He is greater than any demon, any devil, whatever is out there, we are able to put hundreds and then thousands to flight, just because of the power invested on the name of Jesus. I am challenging you right now. Start using the name. Start using the name. Just give you an example. I have no name like the big shots out there does. I don't. I'm just a servant of the living God. A beloved saint came here in one of these services, and we were given a testimony how God blessed that young lady with a brand new Corolla. With no car payment. Y'all remember that, right? So this visitor was here. And after service, she said, well, I'm not a member of your church. I said, I don't have a church, sweetheart. This belongs to Jesus. Okay, I'm not a member of this congregation, but I do need a car. Can you pray for me that God will show me what I can get? A good deal. I said, sure. We prayed that the Lord would show her where the good deal was, the car that she was looking for, yada, 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 in Jesus' name, amen. Then she asked, I really wish to have something that is 7 seats, but my payment cannot be over $295, $300, and nothing up there that is 7 seats costs less than $500, $600. I said, and do you know a place where I could go? I want to have it brand new. So I said, which brand you want? I don't care. Anything. Anything at all. Yeah, anything. So there's an S long here somewhere. No. Anything. Whatever God has, I'll take it. All right. I said, do you like Dodge? Yeah, it would be great. I said, jump into the Beltway, Route 40 East. There's a Dodge place called Muscleman Dodge. Go into the store, ask for Adele. He's the sales manager. Okay? Tell her that you came for the special deal that he has for a 7-seat, and you can't pay more than $250. She said, I said $295. I said, woman, go buy the good, but tell him $250. Okay. Thank you. She left. She went straight to Adele. Who is Mr. Adele? They took him. Can I help you? Are you Adele? No, I need to talk to Adele. So they took her to Adele. Mr. Adele, I am here because my pastor told me to come here and talk to you. I said, you said that? I said, yes, you lied. You're my pastor. I said, no, I'm not. Don't even try that, sis. Well, now you are. So don't even try. And he said that you had a special going on for me here. I'm looking for something between 5 and 7 seats and cannot cost more than $250. I said, who sent you here? Pastor Paul. Paul Santos? Yeah. Okay. Did he tell you what to say? Yes. Okay. What kind of car are you looking for? She said, 5, 7 seats would be better. Can you take an SUV? Yes! Okay. Long story short. She got a Dodge Journey. 7 seats. The price of the car was 28 something, something. She paid $17,230 and she paid $247 a month. What was this? Was God. It wasn't me. But she used a name to get there. If you use the name of Jesus in whatever situation in your life, that powerful name will break down barriers. That powerful name will heal people. It will heal you. That powerful name is going to put demons to the chase. It will make them flee. So how do I do this? Open your heart to believe that the name can do this. Are you with me here? The Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. All I'm asking you, add a little bit of faith to whatever you have right now. Use that name and watch the hands of God stretched out to perform signs, miracles, and wonders on your behalf. Watch your prayers being made and you start chasing away 100 demons, 10,000 demons, and whatnot. The foundations of our healing, our miracles, our deliverance is on the powerful name of Jesus. May this name change you today.